Episode 2411, Who Do You Think You Are?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary week? I want you to begin your week off with a smile on your face, joy in your heart, of course. It is Mindset Monday. There is no reason in this world that you cannot wake up on the right side of the bed every single morning. Maybe it's a left side. Whatever is your favorite side, make it that side. But the question is, who do you think you are? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson says this, any work looks wonderful to me except the one which I can do. How much are you trying to keep up? Trying to prove to yourself that you're enough? Who do you think you are? Nothing can do more damage than your own thoughts. Did you realize that? Did you wake up thinking that this morning? Or maybe you were just waking up thinking of thoughts that are already holding you back, especially when your thoughts question your own capabilities, gifts, and expertise. Some people call this a lack of confidence, low self-esteem. Others call it imposter syndrome. So how do you see yourself? Who do you think you are? In life, we live a culture that feeds our mindset that we are missing something. We're in need of more. We have that tendency to pursue the expectations of what others have on us. It starts when we're just just little things. Your success is dependent on reaching your goals, not settling for second best and always going for more than. Are you striving to be the person trying to fit the mold of a success mindset? Always aiming for better than, more than, exceptional than, whoever you are emulating? Always chasing what you think you should have? Have you been living a life like that? Did you do it when you went to college? Did you do it when you went to graduate school? Did you do it in your first, second, and third job? Did you do it when you came home to stay with the kids? Are you looking at it now going, I got to get back out in the world. My kids are getting older. Perfection isn't even good enough for most of us. We get up in the morning, we look in the mirror, and we're like, oh my gosh. We're told that we're great at what we do, but when we look in the mirror, we don't see that. We feel like a failure. We feel less than. And it's not just low self-esteem. We actually come up with reasons. It becomes a storyline in our everyday. We can't continue living like this. You can't continue living like this. Living under this success mindset, the pressure of it can be so great that it leads to staying stuck in your own dream where you don't move forward. Losing all of those that you care for in the pursuit of success, a ruined marriage. You lose your relationship with your children, your best friend. Maybe it leads to continually in search for more and more and more, and nothing is satisfying. You got to have more. It's the be-all, do-all mindset. Now, success isn't bad. I want you to achieve. I want you to be your best. I want my children to be my best. I want to be my best. There are days that I come on to chat with you and I'm like, that was not so good. And it's funny because those days are usually the days that I get the emails, the majority of them, and they're like, oh my gosh, this was the best ever. And I'm thinking, if you only thought about what I thought about when I was recording it, going, this does not work. We are our own worst critic. But we also can be our best cheerleader. And today I want you to flip the critic into a cheerleader. Because success isn't bad. It's more of how you are doing it, how you're chasing it, and how you are living it. It's how you see it, how you touch it, how you feel it, how you hear it. What if you could reimagine and reframe success where it didn't detract away from your worth, but add it to your significance. You got it. Reframe success to a significance mindset. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to reframe success. If you look at yourself every day in the mirror and you keep telling yourself you're the ugly duckling, one of these days you're going to wake up and not have to tell yourself that because you're going to have already believed it. So you don't need to repeat it. We live out what we think. Our thoughts are followed by our actions. And so what you think about, you bring about because that's what you are aiming for. That's what you go after. Did you know that you were already created for more? Did you know that you do not have to do anything to prove yourself? God sees you as his own. You are worthy. You are treasured. You are loved. And those are the three areas I want to break down today. So instead of attacking yourself with the question, who do you think you are? With that kind of sarcastic tone and like, wow, you really think you're all that great, do you? Well, it's one thing to be humble and think that. It's another thing to be a jerk and think that. Start reframing the question, how do you see yourself from the perspective of the significance mindset? So number one, let's look at it from this perspective. You are worthy. When you see yourself as worthy, it protects you from the comparison trap. Because, you know, most of us compare and compare up. Social media even, right, fuels comparison. Everyone is trying to convince you you're in need of more. So why not keep aiming for that? Because you don't need to. You are worthy. When you focus on how God sees you, comparison is blocked. You don't need more. You may want it, but you don't need it. Watch your vocabulary. Listen to the tone of your voice. Believe it or not, what you tell yourself does have a tone. Listen to how you talk to yourself. What is that tone? 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12 says this, we do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who commend themselves. But when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they do not show good sense. You're made for more. So stop comparing. You are worthy. It's a significance mindset. It's not about your achievements. It's not about success. Number two, you are treasured. When you look at it this way and you're like, wow, I'm a treasure. It gives you a sense of what? Value. It buries discontentment and helps you to grow and to learn how to be content. When you are always wanting more, you're restless to be. You got to be present, right? You've got to be who you are. There's also a lack of inner calm, lack of inner worth. But when you know you are treasured, contentment is learned. You can be. No matter the circumstances, you can see the purpose in the good and the bad and even the ugly. It's knowing you are treasured, not because of what you do, but whose you are. Significance mindset. And finally, number three, you are loved. When you see it this way, it releases you from the need to impress others. And it releases you from trying to impress yourself. It allows you to be you. You give yourself permission. It's like writing that permission slip when your mom did it in kindergarten, first grade and second grade. Yes, Michael has the opportunity. You know, Susie can go to Sarah's house after school. She can ride the bus. Do you remember those little notes? I don't know about you, but when my mom had to write a note for me, it was like, wow, I get to do something different. I don't have to do the same old thing. You see, you can be and still do something different every day. But you've got to know that you are loved. And not just because it's something new and different. It's because you are you. When you are living for others and their expectations, it's exhausting. When you set yourself up on this pedestal of I've got to be perfect all the time, it's exhausting. You're constantly living in survival mode, trying not to disappoint. Living not to impress takes the pressure off. You can live more openly. You can live more abundantly. You can be more vulnerable. It allows you to be you because you are loved. Do you really want to keep living up to everyone else's standards? Do you really want to try to be perfect? Because you're going to fail at that. And that doesn't mean that you have to set your standards where, oh, well, I'm just going to settle down here. No, strive for excellence, but not perfection. There is a difference. I had to learn that. Because perfect was how my dad was raised. You had to do things perfect. And so that rubbed off on me, but really I know looking back, he really wanted me to live up to my excellence, not anybody else's. It wasn't anybody else's standards he was comparing me to. That wasn't it. He was pushing my abilities. He would push his own abilities. That's not about being perfect. It's about living in excellence. So are you trying to be someone you're not, even to yourself? Are you trying to prove to yourself because you don't love yourself? You don't feel like you should be treasured. You don't even feel like you should be held at a higher esteem as in that you are worthy. Now, I'm not saying let the ego go wild here. Okay, come on, let's be real. But you've got to understand that you are created for greatness. That is within you every day. But if you look at life from a success mindset versus a significance mindset, you're going to get confused because you're going to live for the awards and the stuff that you can put up on a wall. But that doesn't impact the world that you touch when it comes to significance. What is it that you want? Success or significance? If you're tired and need of rest, always trying to prove something to yourself or others, well, most likely you're on the success train. And you're making the imposter syndrome more demanding on yourself. Are you willing to begin to see yourself differently? With less harshness and more love. And no, it's not giving yourself a break because guess what? You're still aiming for excellence. Take aim on that. Imposter versus significance. Success versus significance. Think of this, grandiosity versus authenticity. You want to be your authentic self. You want to be significant to those of whom you reach out to every single day, your family, your friends, your strangers, your community. But if you sit around acting like, oh, no, it's all about the awards, the accolades, the achievements, then that's all success. And that will get you so far in life. But eventually, burnout will happen. And it's not a burnout that you don't want to go to work. It's your heart. Because you won't see that you have anything else left to give. Because you never saw what you could give at the beginning. How do you see yourself? Who do you think you are? Who do you want to be today? How do you want to live your everyday? Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.